This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. And what is your name, ma'am?
Charlotte Lavelle.
Charlotte Lavelle. And Charlotte, what year were you born?
Do I have to say? I'm sorry. 1949.
And were you born in Indianapolis?
I was.
And where? What area were you born into?
I'm not sure what you mean.
As far as like neighborhood and streets, area, town.
Oh, I was born on the east side.
On the east side. So what was what was your path to St. Joan of Arc? How did you get connected with the church?
Well, I went to grade school at St. Rita's, and then I transferred to St. Thomas because we moved into that neighborhood, the Butler-Tarkington neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went to college, and I got married, and I decided to go to St. Joan of Arc.
And what was your husband's name?
Eddie.
Eddie, and then your children?
Nichelle, with the N. And Rochelle.
So Nichelle and Rochelle.
Correct.
And I heard they're with you today.
Yes.
We're going to get to them in just a second. So do you remember the first time you went in the church and just kind of describe what you loved about the church itself?
Because it was traditional. I used to go to St. Thomas. And as you know, St. Thomas changed to a more modern version of the Catholic Church. So I enjoyed being in the traditional Catholic Church, the building structure and everything.
What are some things that you just really liked as far as the design, the art, that, you know, what are some things that kind of stood out to you?
I ran across people that I'd known from the past. And so I, you know, was able to connect with them again, and I was able to eventually join various groups. Like, I was the first president of the parish council. I shouldn't say the first president. I was the first female president of the parish council.
That's great. And what other groups did you help out with?
I also worked with the CCD classes, and I was involved, of course, as a lector.
As a lector? And,
yes.
And did your husband get involved?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He was a Baptist.
Right.
He didn't, you know.
And what are some of your favorite just memories that happened with the church at maybe festival situations or group situations or holiday situations? What are some ones that stand out to you?
I enjoyed the French Market when it first started. It was, you know, on a smaller scale than it is now. And it was just nice to be a part of that committee, you know, to be able to put on a French Market and raise monies for St. Joan of Arc.
Okay. And as far as your daughters, how old are your daughters?
One is 44, and the other one is 41.
All right, so who would like to speak first?
My oldest daughter,
okay.
Michelle.
All right, sounds good.
You want to talk to her now?
Sure.
Okay. Well.
Hi, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. So what are some aspects, let's call it structurally, of the church, interior, exterior, that really stand out to you? That you really like as far as the design of the church and whatnot?
What I like is the history of how the aesthetics of the church came to be from a cathedral in Chicago, which is what it was built from.
Okay. And did you know any of the details of that or just that general idea?
Sure. There were details to it. There were a couple of things that they omitted, when they first built the structure. And the only reason I know is because I had to do a project on it for school. And so I love the stained glass of the windows, the altar. It's like the altar that was built from the Chicago Cathedral. And then at the time, and I guess currently, prior to, I loved the pews.
Okay. Now, as far as your involvement and just some of your experiences, what groups or organizations did you kind of get involved with or help throughout the years?
Sure. This is probably about over 25 years ago. We used to have, prior to confirmation, we would have confirmation classes. And but even before the confirmation classes, there were groups of youth that would get together in their teens for different activities at St. Joan of Arc. There used to always be every Sunday coffee and donuts after 10:30 Mass down in the basement. Just the fellowship then.
Okay.
Is what sticks out.
And what about any of the big festival moments, French Market or anything else just kind of stands out that were favorite moments for you?
Sure. I mean, French Market is always one that stands out. What I really liked growing up was probably the Christmas plays as a kid.
Were you
being involved with that?
What did you get up there and do some yourself, or?
Oh, it was very extensive. It was very extensive. You would have to come to practices on Saturday mornings. It was just a really good opportunity to prepare for Christmas.
Okay. And do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go into your sister?
Just moving forward as an adult, I now enjoy lecturing and just participating. I've had to learn as an adult how to participate.
That's a good quality to have. All right, so let's talk to your sister for a second.
Okay.
Hi, this is Rochelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Pretty good. So what are some of your favorite moments with the church, and what things did you get involved with?
Sure. So some of my favorite moments with the church was serving as a server with Father and the other priest that had came there. We probably served for a couple of priests while I was there, so that always felt like a way to support the church and the Mass and just to be an active participant in the church.
So what are some of your favorite moments or favorite experiences with the church?
I would say going through confirmation class. It was definitely a time to come together with other young people like myself and really learn about not only the Catholic Church, but the Bible, and just work through those things as it related to myself and my peers at that time. We did a lot of fun activities together and really built a great bond, and I know some of those people still today.
That's great. All right, so let me get back to your mom for a second. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we close this out?
No, that's fine. That's
okay.
All good.
Let me talk to your mom again for a second.
This is Charlotte.
Charlotte, really appreciate you having your daughters on as well as yourself. Is there anything you'd like to add about the church in general and maybe who you'd like to say a little appreciation to before we close this out?
Some of the priests that were there prior to, I enjoyed their candor, and I, not that I don't Father Guy, but some of the other priests, I think I was close to Father Murphy, who was there several years back, because he was there at the time when I was on the parish council, and I think he helped me a lot, to work through that process. And I also meant to mention that I represented Joan of Arc at one of the, it was the big mass downtown that they had. I can't remember if it was for the Archbishop or whom, but anyway, I represented them by being a lector there at that particular mass.
That's great. All right. Well, is there anything else before we close this out? Or are you good with kind of what you went? Whatever.
Yeah, I think my daughter's probably covered what I didn't.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Well, we really appreciate your time being able to share this. And obviously, you know, you'll be able to. Have you listened to any of the other ones yet?
No, I didn't know they were out there.
Yeah, they're all on the church's website. So you just go to the homepage on the website, and you can click a link, and it goes back to a page, and it has, they're doing one a day up to the 100-year anniversary.
That
they're linking to it. So you guys can go check them out, and we'll have yours up there soon.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. And actually,
you too.
Yeah, just stay on the line.